Welcome back to another Halacha Shabbos here. We're continuing the Halachas of Haitzah, and specifically, we're talking about wearing a wristwatch on Shabbos in a place without an Eruv. We started in last shiur talking about dual-purpose ornaments, and we spoke out the Bi'ur Halacha that says it's also to wear a watch hanging from the neck, because it's not an ornament. Haraya, if it stops working, you don't wear it. And number two is that it's a marasayim. People think that you're wearing it for the useful function, and therefore it's also to wear it on Shabbos. Now, the Bi'ur Halacha is only talking about a watch hanging from your neck. What about a wristwatch? Does a wristwatch have a different halacha or not? So, first of all, when it comes to a nice gold watch or a diamond watch that women wear, so there's a big makom to be makel. And what's the reason? Let's take both reasons of the Bi'ur Halacha. The first reason of Bi'ur Halacha is that people do not wear it as a tachshit. Haraya, if it stops working, they don't wear it. But we find by women that their watch is a tachshit, and even if it stops working, they would wear it. Why else would they pay so much money just for a watch that tells time? They could wear a cheaper watch. And therefore, since they spend so much money on this watch, and they like it so much, it has diamonds and everything, they'll wear it even when it's broken, and therefore it could be considered a tachshit. And like the reason of Marisayin, the same thing. Since someone sees that she's wearing a gold diamond watch, people understand it's not only to tell time, it's also for a tachshit, and therefore it will not be Marisayin. So therefore, the Paiskim say that if this woman is the type of lady that would wear this watch even if it stops working, it's pashit, allowed to wear during Shishu Rabim, because it's not worse than any other piece of jewelry. It's like any other tachshit, and therefore it's mutter to wear if they would wear it even if it's broken. But Lefiza, let's say a high school girl that has a regular watch, a $50 watch, by then they should not wear the watch outside because they would not wear the watch if it's broken. By them, the watch is not a fashion statement. Their watch is just to tell time, and therefore they were not allowed to wear that outside, even though they're a lady, even though they're a girl. They're not allowed to wear this outside without an Eruv, because it's not a tachshit. They would not wear it if it's broken, if it stops working. Now, Lagabi men, so the Paiskim say that by a man, even if he has a nice gold watch or expensive Rolex, since he would not wear it if it's broken, so then the halacha is you're not allowed to wear it outside according to Bi'ur Halacha, because Lamaisa, he would not wear it if it's broken. Therefore, it cannot be considered a tachshit. It only can be considered something that I'm using to tell time. And therefore, I can't wear it outside because that's not a malbush. A malbush is something I would wear if it can't tell time. Since I would not wear it if it can't tell time, therefore it's not considered a tachshit. And another reason is that even if it is a tachshit, we had in a few shiurim ago that if by a man to wear jewelry outside, a baal nefesh should be machmer not to wear jewelry outside. So even if it is a tachshit, there's a makom to be machmer. Now, we're coming out, Lamaisa, that by a man, you just not attach it because he won't wear it if it's broken. But there is a chiddush of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe. In Chelik Aleph, Simin Kuf Yud Aleph, he's Mechadish, that Me'ikar Adin, it's mutter to wear a watch in a Shishu Rabim. The Bi'ur Halacha says you're not allowed to wear it. He says it's a big chiluk. A watch hanging from your neck is not really a malbish. So you have to come on to a tachshit, and we're saying it's not a piece of jewelry. But Zokra Moshe, something I wear on my hand, I wear on my guf mamish, it's tied to my guf, that's a malbish mamish, and therefore, since it's mamish, a malbish gomer, it's a real piece article of clothing, therefore, you don't have to come on to this whole svara that it's not even like a dual-purpose ornament. It's considered mamish, a piece of a malbish, and therefore, even if you're wearing it to tell time, since it's a piece of clothing, therefore, it's mutter. That's what Moshe wants to machadish. Since it's a piece of clothing, so it's mutter no matter what, but Moshe himself ends off, it says, that a ben Torah and Yerushalayim should be machmir not to wear it on Shabbos. Even though he holds Me'ikar Adin la'alacha, it's mutter, but he says a ben Torah Yerushalayim should not wear it on Shabbos, but you can't be moicha b'yad ha'mekilim. Now this chiddush of Rav Moshe is a big chiddush. A lot of poskim argue on it. The truth is that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa does hold of this heter of the Rav Moshe Feinstein. He does hold of it. And therefore, it can be Meicha and those who are Meikel, because you have a Meisha and a Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. And there's a truth also from the Abia. First, I'll read you the Lashon of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. He said like this: Mekamokim haMeikel Lotzis of Shusharabim v'Shon Yad Pashad Matzur Gil Yaday Ain Limchas V'Yaday. Even if someone goes out with a regular watch, Ain Limchas V'Yaday Ki Yesh Loi Al Mi Lismeich. That's what it says on the top of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and on the bottom he brings down the Chalkes Yaakov or Igros Meisha. He says V'Chin Shemati V'Shon Mizam Arbach. The kivin shakol regilim aloy shalaguf have a derech malbush. That's what he wants the taina. That's derech malbush, and it's not a tachshit. It's mamish a malbush, and that's what he wants the taina a heter. These Paiskim, a lot of Paiskim argue. Since a lot of Paiskim argue, so Roya to be Machmer, like the other Paiskim. The Chuvas Yabi Aimer, which is from Rav Avi Yosef, has a bunch of other Svarim that say that it's Mutter. But Lamaisa, the Ikri Halach is that it's a Shiloh of Aitzah wearing a watch outside, and therefore you should not wear a watch outside without an Erev. Now, the Yabi Aimer ends off, he says, the Makam Shiesh Erev, Hagam Shinoig Lahachmel Atmel Elastamak Erev. If there's Erev, you're Machmer, that since it's a city Erev, you don't want to carry Erev. But he says, for sure, Rishoy Elastamak Makilam Gam Makatil Loy Pickbook. He says that then you definitely can be Samech and wear the watch. If the town, if the city has an Erev, you can wear a watch, even though you don't hold it an Erev. It could be that's only Lashit Hasai that he holds, Me'ikah Adin Ismutter, you have to know, but at least that's a definitely a Tziruf, that if the place, if the city has an Erev, even though you don't hold it an Erev, but you can Mitzar, if the sheet is only allowed to wear a watch, and he's saying there, Piskachubas brings it down also, that you can wear a watch in such a place with an Erev. But without an Erev, the Ikah Adin is, you should not wear a watch. And even Ramayisha says that Bentar Yerushimayim should not wear a watch in Rosh Hashanah.